We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Looks like Junichi Tozawa is going to have to find himself a new job, see? After the series finale, Fish got shut out 7-0. Let's strap them skates on and head over to the ice as the Tampa Bay Lightning took out the Washington Capitals, see? 4-2, that's doubled them up, you know? Now that season all even to a piece.
Let's do it.
That's the great Skippy O'Neal.
Why? You had nothing better to do.
That's kind of the reaction my boss gave me today when I walked into his office. He goes, "Why?" I'm just like,
"There's no sports."
I just said, "Cause." Because I'm bored.
I was
There's nothing happening.
I almost crashed into Starbucks.
I'll be like, "Everybody get up close to your transistor radio. Tobin has got the news."
He's like, "You kind of skipped over that code word there because I spelt it. I spelt cheese. Cheese. Cheese." Speaking of which, code word time for your chance to win $1,000 right now in the 1,000s free contest. The word this hour is mother. Mother. Mother is the word. M-O-T-H-E-R. Mother. Text that to 72881.
Not M-O-T-H-A?
Nah. And not mutter. Mother.
His mother's not a mother?
His father was a mother.
Hello, mother.
This is a national contest. Father. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. The Deep Stack Poker Series started up yesterday. It's running through the 28th. They got over 650,000 in guaranteed prizes. You guys can get your complete schedule at shrpo.com. And it was very exciting. We're going to have a contender today, Leroy, for the UFC championship. Colby Covington is going to join us. He's a frequenter of the poker room.
Yeah.
He's also a troublemaker.
I mean, like, I think it's a fight thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're not successful in the business unless you piss everybody off.
That's right.
Except for Tyson. Tyson just wanted to eat everybody's kids.
Tyson was just...
He was just a badass.
He was just legit crazy.
Right.
This guy has a bounty on his head in Brazil. That's why he couldn't fight last month. He's fighting next month. So, just food for thought. And Robbie, he's known for movie spoilers as well. So, if there's anything you want to see, just let me know so I don't have that, you know, ruined for you. Because I know that's your big
Robbie
thing.
Robbie earmuffs?
That's your big thing because you don't want things spoiled for
earmuffs.
Him.
I know Deadpool 2 is coming out this weekend. I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm seeing it Sunday.
Speaking of Deadpool.
Your pool's dead?
No. Me. Oh. I'm dying.
Why?
Pain?
Huh?
The pain?
Oh, yeah. But I can't, like, if I come here, I can't take anything. You know what I mean?
I mean, you could.
No. Can't take anything. So,
you'll be tripping?
Huh?
You'll be tripping?
Oh, no. I'd be sitting here,
right,
looking at you, but not seeing anything.
Well, there's loads of sports news going on right now, so let's get to headlines.
This is WAXY AM South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar.
Loads of sports news.
Oh, there's tons.
You just did a fake update of last hour.
It wasn't fake. I mean, that was real news. It was just done in a 20s man's voice.
All right.
Skippy O'Neal.
Is that one of your new characters you're working on?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Ta-ta, Tozawa.
Before we get to the hijinks and the silliness and the sports and the stuff that's not important, just an update. Obviously, another school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas at the high school. 8 to 10 people are dead. More wounded, possible explosives.
Jeez.
Still to be found.
Wow.
No real details yet on who, what, when, why, how, and all that stuff. But
another
pretty grisly scene.
What is it? It's 3 months and 4 days since MSD?
Yeah.
All right, well, keep taking your time to Election Day.
Yep. Anyways, so we move along to the stuff that's not as important as that, but we will keep you up to date on that story if anything breaks, obviously. As Tobin said, bye-bye Tozawa after that horrific performance yesterday, and the Marlins got blanked.
Terrible. I don't know if he goes in the pantheon of worst relievers ever, because Tozawa didn't really have a run as a closer. So I feel like the closer's got to go up there first. He's no Heath Bell.
Right.
But also, Heath Bell's terribleness was also done in part that he was a terrible teammate. Like, Heath Bell's move was not only, hey, I'm terrible.
Do you know that Tozawa's on a cancer?
I don't know that. I mean, that is fair.
Wait. How can you be a cancer if nobody can understand what you're
saying? Well, the same thing with Wei-Yin Chen. He claims that Wei-Yin Chen is a cancer in that clubhouse, but he doesn't speak English either.
Yeah, but Tozawa had a bad deal. Wei-Yin Chen's got so much money coming his way. I just picture Wei-Yin Chen, while everybody else is in the whirlpool, I feel like Wei-Yin Chen is in a Scrooge McDuck bath of coins. While he's like, hey, Wei-Yin, shouldn't you be rehabbing? Nah. Sorry, the money is soothing my skin. Sorry, Mattingly. Can't do my bullpen session today.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
You know, we started this conversation by saying he doesn't speak.
Oh, he has his interpreter say that to Mattingly for him. I'm just skipping a step.
Are you serious?
No, but Heath Bell's move, this is why he was worse than Tozawa. Heath Bell's move was like when they were doing that show. You remember the Marlins were on the show The Franchise, which was like fake Hard Knocks?
Yeah. It was on Showtime, I think.
And he would get mad because they would never focus on the other guys who were terrible on that team. He's like, I feel like everybody's just focused on me. Nobody's focused on Jose Reyes got off to a bad start. Giancarlo's off to a bad start. Won't anybody talk about him?
Because you only play it once every 5 days.
So that was his move. That's what made him the worst.
Tozawa had like 2 good years in Boston, and then everyone up there turned on him because he was horrible there. And now he's brought his talents here and is equally as horrible.
Question, you think maybe they have a tough time picking pitchers?
That one could make that contention.
They haven't paid a lot of money to a good reliever. All the big money relievers are terrible.
Did I hear correctly they move Harlan to the bullpen?
Yes, well, they're trying to keep his innings down. It's all about controlling his innings.
Jesus, whatever.
We're still doing that, huh?
All right, well,
2018.
Today we've got a great one, 7:35, Marlins and Braves at SunTrust in Atlanta. Dan Straley, 1-0, 5.54 ERA, going against Sean Newcomb, the lefty, 4-1, 2.51 ERA. 7:35 again is your first pitch.
All right. We're into it. Let's go.
Speaking of baseball, Canes baseball game was supposed to be a 7 o'clock first pitch tonight. It will be a 5 o'clock first pitch. They're moving that up because of weather. We will join it in progress coming up at 7 o'clock tonight after Curtis and Perks. We'll probably join it right in the college baseball. We may still be in the first inning, but hopefully around the 6th.
College baseball? It may be over.
No. College baseball games are much, 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 much longer than major league games.
What is the mercy rule in college?
I don't know. It's like 25 runs, something like that. It's ridiculous. Anyways.
You just made that up.
Yes, I did. Nice win by the Canes last night, by the way. They're keeping their hopes alive for the postseason. They're 500.
Win it for three.
They got a complete game shutout last night, so we'll see what happens. Doing it for three. All right, we got hockey tonight. Winnipeg and Vegas. Vegas up 2-1. It's in Vegas. 8 p.m. faceoff. In that series.
Do you think there's a Vegas curse, much like the South Beach flu?
Would
you imagine Winnipeg is just going to the tables all night?
Well, I think it's
hockey players.
I think it's called the stripness.
Point for you as well. Well done.
It's like my first point for like a funny ever.
Yeah, you are batting over.
Robbie was very proud of himself. He was swaggering down the hallway yesterday.
Yeah, super swaggering.
He was like he was in the midst of a bit of a slump, but he came out yesterday and it was like a 3-homer game after the first inning.
I know, man. What?
Swinging out of his shoes,
like Dave Kingman.
Oh man. Anything else, Beast?
No, we're good.
All right, cool. So there's.
I hate when you rub your hands like that.
Why?
Because that's the start of something petty.
That's his shenanigans tell.
I got a little petty to get to, but I'll get to it later. But there's a report out there now. The streets are talking, and it's said that the Spurs are said to be looking for a quote. Grand slam offer to trade Kawhi Leonard.
Okay, mm-hmm. We'll trade the team.
Grand slam. And so I'm looking at the Heat roster, and I'm thinking...
No,
Do they have a grand slam?
You have is singles and doubles.
No, I mean, we met only a
bunch. What about a homer?
You don't have a homer.
No bases loaded?
No bases loaded.
You don't have a homer. Okay, who's your homer? Okay. What guy on your team?
All right, here's what I got.
We've got like a slap single to the left.
I got Justice.
Mm. Who? I will say this.
Looking good.
Justice turned a lot of heads this year.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
with his little edge.
Usually people don't come out of that slump. Man, he was in a NBA slump.
Oh, it was crazy. But we learned that it was a health thing, because he was pretty banged up the year beforehand. So I'll throw Justice on the table. Maybe Jay Rich. Is the Euro card of Goran Dragic enough to sway into Grand Slam mode? Because we're talking about the Spurs.
No.
Because they need a point guard. Because Tony Parker is old AF.
No, but Goran's right behind him.
No.
Was Goran's 30?
He's 31.
31?
He's 31. Still spry. Looking ripped. He's in Slovenia. You know
wait
they got
minute,
the good
wait
good
a minute,
over there.
Wait a minute. Now you're protecting Goran? Like, a few days ago, you were bolting him out of here.
No. I just had to teach him a lesson because didn't show up. So I am genuinely, like, I think the Goran Dragic piece is a good piece for the Heat this offseason. Like, if we're going to talk about things, because everybody's like, oh, no, trade Whiteside. No, trade Tyler Johnson. It's like, guys, let's have a real discussion here. If we're going to talk about what the Heat actually have as assets,
right?
Here's what they got. You know, I can't start a conversation with you if you're going to say, Whiteside for Kawhi, the money works. The trade machine says so. No, that's not how it works. You can't you got to give to get. And so, the only thing with the Spurs is I look at Goran and I say, all right, next torch of Euroball that goes over to the Spurs, adds with LaMarcus Aldridge. You got some young wings that they're able to put out there. Look, it's not the most fantastic move. It's not the Philadelphia stuff. Here's what's going to happen. They need, in some situation, they need an inkling from the Kawhi camp that this is a place where he wants to be, so that he will give everything they can. Because you don't want to be in a situation where it's like Indiana and OKC, where OKC rolled the dice. Now, here's the thing. OKC ended up with their pants down because they traded Victor Oladipo. Turned out to be awesome when he left Russell Westbrook.
Well, part of that problem is this. I don't see how OKC made out bad this way, because they got some in return, but at the same time, you have to understand that Oladipo plays the same position as Russ. So you were never gonna get that.
Kind of, but those same issues with Russ did also get with PG at times. Like, it wasn't a fantastic fit. They were battling all year.
Playoff P?
Huh?
Okay. I mean, did anybody lose as much stock as Paul George?
I don't think Paul George loses too much stock. I don't think he loses too much stock. I think he's still going to be highly coveted in the offseason. He'll get a max deal.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, would you build a team around him?
I wouldn't. I'm not a huge Paul George guy, but that's because he got catfished. Let's be honest.
All right.
You get tricked by Slap My Fatty. I got some questions about whether or not you could be the face of my franchise. But I don't think it's enough.
I mean, you gave a guy down here a max contract that talks to fish.
Yeah, but sometimes animal loving can be a nurturing quality.
All right.
Sometimes it can be. The SpongeBob thing might have been by the way.
Uh-oh. Sidetracked.
Has anybody been spending the offseason more with their shirt off than Hassan Whiteside? I mean, he's trying to put those out of shape rumors to bed. But here's the problem. He's so out of shape that he got run off the floor by Joel Embiid, who was also out of shape. That's a problem. Like, the Celtics were playing the Sixers and running Joel's ass to the point where he was huffing and puffing down the court. And that guy was giving Hassan Whiteside the business.
Right.
If it was a shape thing, as Riley so says.
I don't believe it was a physical shape thing. I believe it was a mental shape thing.
What?
I think it's his mental shape that he has to work
mental
on.
Mental shape.
Physical shape.
Mental fitness.
Huh? That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
That's not a
thing.
You got to listen.
You got to be fit, mind, body, and soul. I know about that.
Well, I got a...
Really? You're 0 for 3.
There is a juicy little Riley nugget out there by one of our sworn enemies. He has thrown out a thing that I think is going to make Heat fans upset.
Is it Wendy?
No.
No. Damn it.
You'll have to find out next.
Okay.
Welcome on back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Leroy and I are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. Deep Stack Series started up yesterday. You guys can go to shrpo.com for all the details. Get the details on today.
Got three more flights for the opening event. So you got one this evening and I think two tomorrow.
Yeah, very, very fun weekend to get started. Great place to go because the weather's going to stink. I'm in the midst of a disaster mode with because I got my daughter's sixth birthday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were worried about that.
Scheduled for a park. Not looking great.
What time?
I think it's supposed to be 2.
We went through
you
this.
You can have a party, outside party in South Florida at 2?
We went through this
When is it fantastic to have an outdoor party in Florida?
12.
What? That's high noon. That's the hottest.
It's also the driest.
Oh, you're crazy.
No. You know what? For a six-year-old, I would do 10 a.m.
What?
Yeah, do breakfast.
What are you talking
have
about?
Have some bagels,
have
some
cream
cheese.
Have you tried to get six-year-olds out the door before 10 a.m. on the weekend?
Kids get up at like 6.
What? Yeah, and they're in cartoon mode. They're not going to get the hell out the door. What are
just
you talking
tell them
about?
Just going to be sugar.
You think they're going to leave Dora the Explorer for 3 hours?
Listen.
Cartoon mode.
It's impossible.
If I told my kid when he was 6 that there would be cake... Oh, he's out the door. But then again, he's in London, so that shouldn't surprise you. We had this problem with one of Zach's birthday parties. We did the park thing. It ran, it poured, and it was just like just a crowd of people underneath the what do you call those things? The shelters that you rent?
It's like the gazebo?
Yeah. Pavilion? It was just we were all huddled under there. It was ridiculous. It was a worthless party. So,
seems like a strong refund policy that this park has, too. 60 days in advance. Like, how am I supposed to predict? What am I? Got the Farmer's Almanac out?
Like one of those bounce places. Where the kids could do like the trampolines and stuff.
It's a little late now, you idiot.
Cause man, like I've had because we've had
you booked these parties months in advance.
This has been the 6th birthday. This is the first time that weather has been an issue. Like normally, the outdoor party is a pretty smashing success.
Oh yeah, let's just switch
you
it
don't
up.
Dirty
just
up any...
Let's go to Monkey Joe's now and
you
box
don't dirty
around.
Up anybody's house.
Oh, the house doing the party at your own house stinks.
Yeah, you know.
I do it outside.
You can't. Well, you're
doesn't even these hooligans. These hooligans make it seem like Woodstock. These 6-year-olds with their juice boxes all over the place, their finger paint on the trees. You don't know how they're behaving.
Yeah, Leroy, you also have the benefit of having like a lot of space.
It's not a space thing. I mean, I don't have a fence to protect them from the gators, so if a kid's gets that's a them problem. Their parents got to be on guard because I can't be watching them amidst all the wildlife.
Of course, that would certainly happen at your party.
Yeah, it definitely would. But yeah, man, I don't know. It's a big thing tomorrow as far as it's on weather watch for the party.
When you have a party that starts at 2,
yeah.
See, here's what gets me. My wife, she likes to have everything done at 5:30 in the morning.
Right.
So what does your wife have you doing?
Everything. Well, she can't tomorrow because I'm going down to Fort Lauderdale Beach. I'm doing the March for Cancer.
Right.
That starts at 7, though, and takes, like, what, half hour to do a 5K? So
are you running or walking?
I'm running. I've been training, man. Been training.
Okay. The look that just came over Leroy's face.
I've been training. Wait. It's only 3 miles. It's not that hard.
Dude.
What?
I've never seen you walk fast. You telling me you're going to run a 3K?
I like to be leisurely, man.
Extremely leisurely, and as in not moving.
I've been doing steps.
Steps?
I've been doing the heavy bag, and I've been doing running.
Wait, what does the heavy bag have to do with that?
Yeah, well, you going
to
punch out guys?
No, because he wanted to be swole while he's running.
Are you going to be doing curls as you run?
Maybe. It's on the
hey,
beach.
Somebody said Tobin.
In all honesty, I'm probably just going to be trying to avoid a monsoon.
Hey, Tobin, just buy some tarps and make a redneck slip and slide.
I can't because I got in trouble for that one time with Barry.
What a surprise. Question for you. Even though it's a weather situation, is the wife blaming you?
No, she's not.
Because that would happen in my case, is that I would get blamed for not knowing the weather 3 months in advance.
Yeah, this thing has been going nonstop with the debates and what to do for a good 3 months now.
Here's what the difference is.
I'm just happy for it to be over.
Are you like just getting stuff, you know, like little sandwiches or whatever from...
No, we're doing popcorn chicken. Getting the platter from
Publix, yeah.
And then getting big-ass subs from, I forget where.
Oh, see.
Yeah, so you can do that anywhere, man. You don't need
When everybody comes to my house, You know, I have to do ribs, hamburgers, hot dogs. Yeah, I go get some wings.
Sometimes you have a showdown.
No.
When's Fawn's gonna have another party so we can have a showdown?
Cook your own chicken, BD.
Hey, the next party will be graduation from college.
So there's a nugget that came out.
I love nuggets.
This has been from one of our sworn enemies, Bill Simmons, sports guy.
Oh, Boston guy.
He was on the Low Post and was talking about what if scenarios with the Celtics.
Sure.
And this trade that Danny Ainge has been offering all these years for the Charlotte Hornets, everybody knows about it because he really loved Justice Winslow. Loved him. But Lil Willie, Bill Simmons, said, turns out, looks like a lot of people are in on it, including the Heat.
Talking about two what-ifs, you mentioned with the Celtics how we talked about how lucky they were that nobody took the Justice Winslow trade, right? So you had... I think the Knicks passed on it. I know the Pistons passed on it. Whatever it was, like 8, 9, 10, it was Pistons passed. They offered the same thing. They wouldn't even talk about it because they wanted to take Stanley Johnson. The ninth pick was Charlotte. Jordan couldn't figure it out in time and finally didn't do it. So they passed on those four picks, one of which would have been Jaylen Brown. Another one would have been Rozier. And then the 10th pick, they called Riley, and Riley just laughed and hung up on him. So that was...
I didn't know that. That's
yeah, Riley's like, no, I'm taking Justice Winslow. I'll talk to you guys later. So that happened. So that was that year.
I want to see these Riley conversations when they happen. Of him just getting on the bat phone and is just laughing in Danny Ainge's face.
Wait, so... Okay, so Danny Ainge...
The report was he offered 6 picks for this to move up to take Justice Winslow.
But then how did Riley say... Okay. Now I get it. Now,
Riley wanted Justice
Winslow.
Right.
Riley said to him, hey, screw you.
Everybody knows that the Celtics wanted Justice Winslow. Much so that they were going to offer 6 picks. One of those picks, that year their pick ended up being Terry Rozier, who has blossomed in this playoffs.
Scary Terry.
The rumor was one of those picks would have been one of the Nets picks that ended up being Jaylen Brown the next year, which had a chance to be the number one overall pick. It could have ended up being Ben Simmons, but ended up being number 3. They took Jaylen Brown, who has also blossomed for the Celtics this year. So what Lil Willie is trying to say is how lucky the Celtics got that they didn't end up in the situation dicing all these picks for Justice Winslow.
Can I look at it another way? Can I look at it another way? You're not going to like this take. Is it possible Justice Winslow would be a better player if he was playing for Brad Stevens?
Brad Stevens a surgeon? He would have fixed his shoulder?
I'm just saying, is it possible? He's done a lot with all the other guys you mentioned.
I mean,
he turned out. Right. I mean,
but so you're not going to give any credit to Spoelstra for having where Justice Winslow where he is coming off of surgery?
No, I give credit to Spo. I'm just
what's
he going to
make him a 50% 3-point shooter?
Maybe he wouldn't be the fiddler crab that he is.
I'm so sick. I got to be honest with you. This is one of the things I was dreading about with this series with this Brad Stevens. I swear, like today.
Oh, they are.
Oh my God, it is Slurp City on Brad Stevens.
If they win this series. He will be in the pantheon.
Yeah, do you have that?
Well, didn't Bill, he said it's Belichickian?
He said he'd be Belichick if he gets into the finals.
Oh, no, that's just stupid.
Belichick.
That's stupid.
Get the hell out of here.
And who would be Tom Brady?
I guess Al Horford.
Question. If Tobin does the 5K in 30 minutes, I'll pay for his kid's birthday.
Oh, Tobin. Ooh. Tobin.
Yeah, but it's not a 5K. It's a 3K.
It's 5K.
5K is more than 3.
It's like 3-1. I've looked it up.
So you got to run a 10-minute mile?
Yeah.
Challenge.
I would do it, Tobin.
Dang it.
Wait. 30 minutes.
I'm not taking a challenge. I'm going to do it in my pit. Like, if it's not 30, it's going to be 34. I know my pace. I've done it on the treadmill. It's not that hard.
No. The treadmill's moving for you, idiot.
No.
You're not actually moving your own ass.
It's running.
By the way.
If it's not 30, it's 35. It's not that big a deal. I've done it already. I've timed it. I've done this before.
By the way, the average, just for the average person, according to the Google machine and strengthrunning.com, the average time for just an average person, not a runner, but an average person should be 30 minutes for a 5K. Okay. So you should be able to, if you've been training.
If I can go slightly below average, which is about my life.
But if you've been training, then maybe you should you should take up on this bet. Because
the Rocky music, you were punching the
bags.
Well,
what's the bet? The bet's the what if I just tell them to fudge the numbers and then I lie to the guy?
Oh, no, no,
Here's a nice one here. Stevens is developing first-round picks, something he's supposed to do. Spo is reviving roster rejects and D-League players.
Yeah. It's fair.
Fair.
That's fair.
Turned Josh Richardson that same draft. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good player. Might be all defense.
Maybe he would be better under Brad Stevens.
I give you Hassan.
Okay, but like, no, Hassan was playing in Lebanon. It's not like
I agree.
Spoelstra took has taken a pile of dung and molded it into a clay pot. Like that's that. Like, let's be honest with what we're talking there, and turned him into a $98 million player.
Right.
I'm not trying to say that Brad
the
Stevens
dung melted.
Yeah. Well, it's hot outside. I'm not saying that Brad Stevens hasn't done a fantastic job. He obviously has. I mean, we could chill on making him the greatest coach of all time. That would be nice if we could just chill on that for
That's how we do things.
But he's not God's gift to basketball, which is what they act like. How much better do you expect him to turn Justice Winslow to? You guys think Justice Winslow is going to be Jason Tatum? Because Jason Tatum is a top three pick projected and maybe should have been a number one overall. We're not talking apples to apples at this point.
Somebody said, who the bleep is the new guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's not familiar with Hoogle's work.
Yeah. but as far as that guy's bet, everything's paid for already too. So I really have no incentive for this guy.
The new guy.
Do they give you a time?
Yeah,
I'd be interested to see what your time is.
Okay.
He'll lie to us. Anyways,
you're not gonna stop for snacks or nothing.
There are no stops for snacks. It's too early.
Really?
Otherwise, I would stop for snacks.
You don't have...
No, they do have a tent. Like, you can get, a bagel and peanut butter afterwards or some fruit.
What are you going to have, your music going? Like, what's your soundtrack for this run?
No, I'm running on the beach, man. I'm not bringing music.
You would
no
probably... Hey, you would probably eat a cheeseburger. If you run a
5K,
then eat a cheeseburger and fries.
If you're, absolutely. You would have the Rocky theme.
Yeah,
the
if you're running on the beach, it should
kid,
be like
the best around.
They really should in a 5K let you put on roller skates.
What? How are you gonna roller skate on a beach?
Because it's on the road, man.
Oh, I thought it was
it's
on,
not
the
on the beach.
So it's Fort Lauderdale Beach.
This isn't Rocky III. I'm not running in the sand with Apollo.
That'd be so much better.
You're not blaring "There's No Easy Way Out" in the background.
No, that's a sad song, man. He was thinking about Apollo's death. What are you talking about?
Hey, who's the new guy?
Let's get to Robbie's Magnificent Seven coming up next. At time on a Friday, Robbie's Magnificent Seven. Get in on that action. You guys can get on that action right here at the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. May High Hands, Fridays and Saturdays, went up to $1,000 every 30 minutes. Up until midnight tonight, so check that on out, man. Robbie, you ready to roll, man? You got your best plays? I mean...
Oh, man.
This is exciting. I feel like when there's the least amount of sports is when you reach your peak, because you know no bounds.
I mean, action is action. There's action all over the place. You just got to find the right winners.
Well, okay, what's holding you back?
Well, I still have a lot of pending action from the NFL season coming up. So.
3 months!
What do you got, Robbie? Let's go.
All right. Celtics and Cavs, game 3. The total is set at 206. Now, this series has been an undertrain so far. In fact, neither game so far in the first two games has hit that 206 total. I know they're switching to Cleveland, but the Celtics play really good three-point defense, and I'm riding that Celtics defense and the under until it doesn't work anymore. So take the under 206 for the Celtics and the Cavs.
What's next?
We're staying right here. The first half of this game, the Cavs are favored by 5.5 points. Now, they're favored by 6.5 for the game, so I'm giving that 4 male pregnant seahorse.
What?
Yes. Yes, it's a little fishy how they can be favored by 6, but only 5.5 for the first half. It's like that. It's really disproportionate here. And the Cavs have not been good in the first half. Even when LeBron had the game of his life in game 2, they were only up by 5. And so I'm going to take the Celtics, and I'm going to take the 5.5 points in the first half.
The Petty's been strong for you.
It's been strong. It's been on fire.
What's next?
Well, staying with Petty, LeBron James total points is set at 33.5. Now, I think when they go back to Cleveland, the role players will get more involved at home. I don't think LeBron is going to shoot as much as he did in game 2. And yeah, he's not gonna have the, again, he's not gonna have the crazy first half like he did the last time. And LeBron in game one, he scored 15 points when he had excess amount of rest. I know LeBron complains about rest and stuff, but he actually plays better when it's every other day instead of these 3 days off or these 6 days off. So I think it's definitely gonna be under 33.5 points for LeBron on Saturday night.
Under?
Under 33.5.
You think under 33? No. You think he's gonna go way over?
Oh yeah.
What do you think he's gonna get?
I always go with 40. 40 is the...
Me at 40 in the last game and 15 the game before.
Number four, Robbie.
All right. Rockets and Warriors, game three, Sunday night. The total is set at 226. Now, the Rockets, they finally, you know, broke wind and they started scoring a bunch of game two. However, they're going back to Golden State, and I think the Rockets are going to resort back to isolation ball, and James Harden is going to hold the ball for the entire shot clock and take up a ridiculous shot. And I've been fooled by the over way too many times. I know it's Golden State. I know it's Houston, two high-scoring teams, but I'm not falling for that. It's too easy. And in the last game, Eric Gordon had 27 points. He's considered a bench player, a role player. Not going to be the same on the road. And the Rockets really don't have much of a bench outside of Eric Gordon. So I'm taking the under
in
the series also.
Robbie.
Yes.
I hate to interrupt your magnificent seven.
No.
But your use of breaking wind... and my use of breaking wind.
Two different words. Yeah, I see what I did there.
Oh my God.
I see.
Whoops. Man. Safety.
Safety.
Pirates couldn't find treasure this valuable. They couldn't. He's amazing.
He's a national treasure, man.
Oh my God. All right, Robbie, what's next?
All right, now we're getting to some nasty stuff. USA versus Sweden. This is Saturday in the IIHF semifinals. USA is a slight underdog at plus 125. And they have NHL players playing in this tournament. Whoever's not in the Stanley Cup tournament so far, they're all playing, all the NHL players, not like the Olympics. USA has won every game except for one so far. And USA, they've owned the Swedes this year. In fact, they stole the gold in curling. And that's Sweden's sport. That's like Sweden beating the U.S. in basketball. So U.S. has that dominance over Sweden already.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Did you just mention another sport?
I don't know what's going on. No,
he's saying it's country dominance.
Yeah, USA owns Sweden this year. And the tournament is in Denmark. I know that's much closer to Sweden. But I'll give you this. U.S. beat Denmark on the road in a hostile environment 4-0. So they're not afraid of the road environment. Take the U.S. and the plus 125. Yes.
Are you kidding me right now?
They're battle-tested.
Wow. They're battle-tested.
But did you use – one
Denmark?
Reasons why you're going with the U.S. is because they beat Sweden in curling? Did you say that?
Mental affair.
Mental, yeah. They own the Swedes.
Mental fitness.
I can tell you, like,
who's the new guy?
It feels like everybody here is with Robbie. The only two guys going against it are you two.
I'm just like, no, I'm all in, but you use curling as
well and hockey. They beat Denmark in a hostile environment, 4-0.
You tell me Belichick's never gone to you and says, "Boys, we got this today. The Pirates got the Indians."
Yeah,
revenge game.
Didn't Eric Spoelstra go to Oregon to figure out how that spread offense for the Big Three? I mean, it's cross sports.
What's number six, Robbie?
All right. Again, I couldn't help myself.
Oh,
I saw some juicy week three lines.
Oh, jeez.
The Jets at the Browns on a Thursday night football. Oh. The Browns are favored by 2.5 points.
Yeesh.
Now, I can't imagine the Browns still being favored by the time this game rolls around. So I had to jump on it right now.
Where's this game?
It's in Cleveland. But it's not quite 500 miles. It's just short from New York to Cleveland. And Tyrod Taylor... Each of the last 2 years on Thursday Night Football, he lost to the Jets pretty badly. Not very good against the Jets, so take the Jets and the 2.5 points. Week three, Thursday Night Football.
There's no shot that Baker Mayfield's going to beat him out?
Not by week three.
Oh.
What's wrong? I don't know if you're upset about the Browns or if you're upset about the pick.
No, I'm upset that we're talking football. And not only, we're not talking about preseason. We're not talking about... you know, off-season, OTAs.
The ones that count.
We're talking about week three. I tried to figure out in my head when week three was, and I couldn't. It was too far away.
Like the end of September.
Jeez, Robbie.
what's number seven,
all
Robbie?
Right.
Wrap this thing up.
Somebody said nice. Snagging them early.
That's how you got to do it. Lines will move between now and then. All right, this one's a doozy. We got a little royal wedding going down tomorrow night.
Oh my god!
Wow.
There's a prop bet out there.
Wow.
Between. There's a prop bet out there. Kate Middleton and the Queen, will they wear the same hat? The yes is at plus 2,000. That's 20-1, kids. Now I'm throwing 5 tarpon at this because that's really high because a dollar gets you $20. I wouldn't be surprised if they coordinated what hat they wanted to wear and if maybe they know about the payout. And by the way, they each have individual prop bets on what hat they're going to wear. Both blue and green are very high favorites for both of them. So it's very if both of them wear the hats that are favorites, they're both going to wear the same hat.
Well, Robbie, don't they have like royal fashion?
They don't have like crowns or tiaras or something.
Well, wait.
By the way,
he starts betting the royal wedding.
For the record,
don't interact with him.
What kind of fish did you throw at this tarpon?
5 tarpon.
No. It's Britain, man. You got to throw cod at it.
5 cod. Ooh. 5 cod.
But it seems like Robbie's just looking at it and he's saying that's too juicy to pass up when there's probably zero chance that they wear the same thing.
All they have to do is wear the hat that is the favorite. If each of them wears a hat that is a favorite, then it's going to hit. And if you want to go no is minus 10,000. You have to risk $100 to win a dollar. It's totally not worth it.
That is on his Mount Rushmore of bets right there.
Jeez, man.
Are you going to wake up at 6 a.m. tomorrow to watch this thing?
I got action. Not a tape.
Catch a chance to win $1,000 coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.